years before they were convicted sex offenders, Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell used an art school and summer camp to prey on girls. This took place back in the 1990s at Interlochen Center for the Arts in Michigan. New reporting by NPR based on original interviews and the Justice Department's Epstein files shows how they did it. Ava Berger is one of the reporters on that story. She's with me now. Hey, Ava.
Hi, Mary Louise.
Interlochen, I am not familiar with this institution. Tell me, what is it? How was Epstein involved?
So Interlochen is one of the premier schools for young people dreaming of being in the arts. It's a boarding school and a summer camp, and it has some pretty famous alums, people like Chapel Roan, Josh Groban, Felicity Huffman. Epstein himself was a camper at Interlochen in the summer of 1967. He studied the bassoon, and then he would return as a wealthy donor in the 1990s.
As a donor, how much did he give?
Yeah, so according to the Epstein files, these documents released by the Department of Justice, he gave over $400,000 to Interlochen in a 13-year period. Mm-hmm. The biggest chunk that we found was a $200,000 donation to build a lodge on campus. And we know from the documents that for several summers between 1994 and 2000, Epstein and Maxwell had brief stays in that cabin.
Which is a key detail to note because they would have had access to the campus, been able to move around. What can you tell us about the teenagers that Epstein and Maxwell would have met there?
So there are two women who were 13 and 14 at the time who have described meeting Epstein and Maxwell at Interlochen. Both are now in their 40s, but their stories are similar, Mary Louise. They were on campus with friends when Maxwell and Epstein would walk by with a cute little dog. The girls ask to pet the dog, and the next thing they know, they're alone with Epstein and Maxwell, and the pair is asking probing questions about the girls' lives. One of the women, who we do not name in the article because NPR does not identify victims of sexual abuse, went on to testify in Maxwell's criminal trial. She said that she endured years of sexual abuse after meeting Epstein and Maxwell.
Hmm. You said there were two then-girls, now-women. What about the other one?
I spoke to another woman, who NPR is also not naming, and she described spending time in Epstein's cabin unsupervised and experiencing, quote, grooming behavior from Epstein and Maxwell. She said she never reported this to Interlochen. Epstein would go on to pay her tuition at the boarding school and another elite arts institution. After years of building trust with her, Epstein and Maxwell cut her off when she refused to accompany a high-profile person to a gathering in New York.
I'm thinking if a person were trying to meet teenage girls without their parents anywhere around, it's hard to imagine a better setup. What about the grown-ups, Ava? The people who were actually running the camp at the time, what did they say?
I spoke to Tim Ambrose. He was the vice president for institutional advancement in the 1990s. He said the school viewed Epstein as a trusted alum who just wanted to help.
In the time that I was there, there was nothing that made us aware of Mr. Epstein's reputation.
He said the campus at the time was open and welcoming to guests, and it was that openness that would have made it impossible to keep tabs on everything Epstein was doing.
So what actions is Interlochen taking now?
Well, I spoke to the current president of Interlochen, Trey Devi, and here's what he said.
A lot has changed over the years, not just with us, but with any educational institution.
And the school, he told me, has really beefed up their safety protocols. They have a gate at the front of campus, 24/7 security rovers. They have cameras. They even have a digital form for people to submit safety concerns. And to be clear, they cut ties with Epstein in 2008 after learning of his conviction. They conducted two internal reviews, one in 2008 and one in 2019, and, quote, found no claim of him acting inappropriately on campus.
NPR's Ava Berger, thanks for great reporting.
Thank you.